let's talk a little bit about instant and rapid inductions. Basically, the difference between the two is an instant induction is an induction that is done right away. It takes a matter of probably a few seconds. A rapid induction is an instant induction that would take a little longer. Maybe you would incorporate an instant induction in a story of some sort as a way of covertly surprising your client with the instant induction so they don't see it coming. So putting it in a story and stretching it out for 30 seconds, a minute, maybe even longer, would be how you would make it a rapid induction. As an example, imagine someone sitting in the chair and I'm conducting a rapid induction on them where I'm going to use the word sleep. I might have their hand ready so I can do, let's say, an arm pulling method instant induction. So as I'm ready to pull their arm and I'm holding them by the wrist, I tell them to imagine that it's late night, they're watching television, they're so very tired and their eyelids are so heavy. All they want to do is sleep. And at that moment, where I say sleep, I would actually do the tug of the instant induction. This way, I'm getting them into a storyline, they're imagining something, they're not so much listening to what I'm saying as if expecting something to happen. They're just listening to the story, and the instant induction, or in this case, the rapid induction, hits them suddenly when they're not expecting it, helping them to go deeper. So that's basically the difference between an instant and a rapid induction. So from this point on, I'll just say instant induction, and you'll know that I mean either one. How does an instant induction work? Well, by now you've probably watched both videos so you can see them in action. But an instant induction simply gives you another tool in your toolbox to help your client to go deeper into hypnosis. As you remember at the beginning of the course, we told you about the progressive relaxation, which is also known as the bore them to death technique. That's where you're relaxing them so much that you can get right by the conscious mind or the conscious guard into the subconscious. With the analytical induction, of course, what you're doing is you're keeping the client's mind busy, which is designed for the analytical mind, ones that don't like to relax as much. While their mind is busy and they're focused on a job, you're simply walking past them with the suggestions, thereby not getting any resistance from them. So the instant induction gives you a third choice. Rather than relaxing them or keeping their mind busy, you're simply shocking their system. You're surprising them. So if you were the guard or the conscious mind standing up in front of the doorway going into the subconscious mind, my job as a hypnotherapist is to get past you without you resisting my suggestions. So if I just very nonchalantly walked up and stood right beside you, just not paying attention to anything in a very relaxed mode, so you're not expecting anything, and then suddenly I just push you over so you fall out of the door and on the floor and run right into the room, as you're falling, you can't stop me. That's basically what I'm doing, is by shocking your system just a little bit and saying the word sleep. The word sleep, the one word command, gets past the conscious mind without any resistance whatsoever and gets into the subconscious mind. Of course, once the subconscious mind hears the word sleep, what's it going to do? It's going to obey the command. There's no cross commands, it's simply sleep. Of course, sleep does not mean to fall asleep. In hypnosis, you'll explain to your client that when you say the word sleep, it means simply to allow yourself to relax in a sleep-like state. By the way, the two best words to use are sleep and heal. You can use one word command, something that gets by a command voice, that gets by easily and quickly and is well understood. So if you use the word heal during a healing type session, what is the subconscious mind going to do when it hears that? It's going to heal. Now keep in mind, when I say you're going to shock the conscious mind, this isn't like if you're hitting them with a taser or something like that. It's not a violent shock. It's a very mild shock, or something that would suddenly catch you off guard. So if you were to close your eyes and somebody were to just push your shoulder just a little bit, just like pushing your body maybe an inch, just that sudden push that you were not expecting will shock your system. It will give you that feeling of inside. Very similar to when you're lying down at night in bed, and if you're too close to the edge of the bed, where you feel like you're teetering a little bit, and you have that feeling like you're about to fall out of bed, you get that rush in your chest, that, and you're breathing, trying to catch your balance. That's exactly what it is. The thing is, when your eyes are closed, everything is exaggerated. So just a small little tug or a small little push or something similar to that works really well. The key is to say the one word command at the exact same time as you do the shocking. So if I were to pull on your hand at the exact same time as you see in the video, where I pull on your hand or your arm, I say sleep. Also, if I were to toss your head over to the side slightly, at the exact same time as I would do that, I would say the word sleep or heal. Now, it's important to keep in mind that when you're working with your clients, keep away from any of the head rapid or instant inductions. They may have a neck or a back injury that you don't know of, and you can make it worse by doing one of these to them. The only reason why I'm showing you these in the book is if you're speaking to other hypnotherapists or people about these and they bring it up, I want you to know what it is and how it works. But there's so many others that you can do that you don't need to deal with the head or the neck. So in addition to the ones that I have in the book, take some time and use your imagination. Think of something that you can use in your situation. I've showed you different ones that we use the arms for. I've showed you the ones where you rotate the arms around. If you're using a recliner to do your sessions, you can get by the client's feet and toss one of his feet to the left or to the right. You can push his knee. You can push his shoulder. You can pull on his foot if you're in the front of the chair. There's so many different variations to this that you can do. If his arm is on the arm of the chair, you can pull it, you can push it, you can lift it up as you're talking to them and let go of it and let it drop on the chair slightly. Anything that would shock them or make them feel slightly uncomfortable or off balance will work wonderful for this. Now, when would you use an instant induction? Well, I'll tell you right up front that I know very, very few people other than myself that actually use these. I can count them on one hand. Why? Well, basically due to all the misconceptions of hypnosis, a lot of times if you do an instant induction on someone in a session and they're not ready for it, they might look at it as something hokey, that you're trying to do some kind of a stage program with them and feel uncomfortable. So if you're going to use one on a client, you may want to let them know in advance that you're going to be doing something similar to that. I use them occasionally in sessions. If I do, I'll only use it maybe in the second or third session with a client, a repeat client, and let them know. The advantage of it is rather than doing a 20-minute progressive relaxation and deepener, if they've been to see me once or twice already and I know they're non-analytical and that they'll go into hypnosis quickly, there's a good advantage of using an instant induction to get them there, so you can spend more time working with them and less time getting them to that point. When I am using them with clients, the two that I like to use the most are the arm pulling and the hand release method. Those are pretty much the only two I actually use. The hand clasp, which is probably the most common of all, is used mostly for a stage type setting. If you're going to be doing comedy hypnosis, or any other larger type of group setting where you're going to be bringing 10 to 15 or more clients into hypnosis at once. That's where the hand clasp comes in really well. Now you can find those two instant inductions in your hypnosis manual. The arm pulling instant induction is on page 210 and the hand release method is on page 211. Matter of fact, in the manual, under the section on instant and rapid inductions, which starts on page 209, you'll find about 11 different types of instant inductions there that can be used. But keep in mind, the ones having to do with the head and neck, you should shy away from. By the way, you probably saw it in the video, the hypnotic nerve instant induction is not a real instant induction. That's simply a placebo. It's simply, you could say, a trick. The reason I do that is to show you how much belief your clients will eventually develop in you, how much expectancy that you can build up during a session. As you're going through the session and doing suggestibility tests and different things, the expectancy builds so much and their belief system in you builds so much that pretty much anything you say by the time you're ready to do the session will be effective to them. Such as with the nerve induction, the hypnotic nerve induction, I used that in a class where I was teaching students that were in an accepting and absorbing mode. They were listening to me as their instructor and believing everything so much that when I said I had this new instant induction called the hypnotic nerve induction, that it was going to work really great, it was the quickest induction there is around, they believed it. And as soon as I touched that lady's forehead and said sleep, she dropped right down and she actually felt very relaxed. She thought it was one of the best instant inductions she had experienced. Why? Because I told her it would be. So keep in mind, you're going to be building expectancy throughout your session with your client. So be confident in everything you say. If you're confident and you believe in yourself, you believe that you have a very good success ratio and you can do this, your client will also. They can feel that. Now in the videos, we went through the arm pulling method, the hand release method, the instant induction from a hand clasp. Keep in mind, if you're doing a instant induction on a client who's already in hypnosis, has his eyes closed, you're using this as a deepener, anytime you're going to touch your client, let them know that you're going to touch them before so you don't scare them right out of hypnosis. So you would say something to them along the lines of, I'm coming over to your right side right now and I'm going to lift your arm off the chair by your wrist as you're doing it. So always let them know what you're doing as you're doing, but slightly before, of course, so you don't scare them. Any one of the suggestibility tests that you learned at the beginning of the course can also be turned into an instant induction. To give you an example, if you have them do the arm rising, arm falling test, you already have their hands in front of them. If you want, you can just use their hands like they are, or you can tell them to clasp their hands together while they're there and do the hand clasp test. You can do the same thing with the elbow locking test, where they have the arm out there and you tell them they can't bend their elbow. And again, you can just use their hand and do a slight jerk on it and say sleep. Even the pendulum test, as the pendulum's going back and forth and as they're responding to what you're saying, remember, the definition of hypnosis is simply being open to suggestion. So as soon as that pendulum begins to move, they are already in hypnosis. So you can tell them at the end of the test to close their eyes and to continue imagining the pendulum moving and then do one of the instant inductions. Either shake their body a little bit or they're already in a suggestibility state. Even the rubber band test with your fingers separated and they're imagining the rubber band. As their fingers begin to go together, they're in hypnosis. Do an instant induction right then with their hands. One last word of warning for you. If you decide to do any of the more theatrical instant inductions like you see on TV, the faith healer, where they're taking their hand and putting it on your forehead and pushing you all the way to the ground. If you decide to do something like that, be very careful. Make sure you have enough assistance with you that could stand behind a client and catch them. If you notice when the faith healers do this on television, sometimes they'll have 3, 4, and even more people standing behind the client. So when they push the client all the way to the ground, they can grab the client and lower them down slowly and gently. Keep in mind when doing this that the client isn't expecting to fall back all the way to the ground. So you have enough time from when you begin to when they actually reach the ground to say the word heal or whatever the command is several times. So you can say heal, 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 because they're off balance the entire time. Their conscious mind is fighting the entire time to get in control. So the suggestion each time is going right past the conscious into the subconscious mind. That's the end of this audio. Enjoy your instant inductions and have a great day.